Welcome to the program.
Thanks so much for the opportunity. This is really cool.
So what were your goals for this project?
We both wanted to be storytellers, but had no idea how to really craft a story, pitch it to editors, package it for readers, and make it relevant to people back home. And that's been half of what this journey's been about.
Did you guys have any specific type of story you guys were going after? What kind of stories did you look for?
We started out by writing more human interest stories. We have this thing we call underworlds, which are really small communities of people that are doing something very interesting. We've written about cross-dressers in New Delhi, India, or call center operators in Bangalore, or Muay Thai fighters in Thailand. And so we sort of focused on that, these sort of long-form, more human interest pieces that sort of shed light on larger issues.
So can you tell us about how the biking then is incorporated with the storytelling?
The biking allows us to find stories that we never would otherwise. It just takes us into the craziest, strange places that you couldn't even take a bus to. It's really a sort of steeped us in cultures that we would not have known. So where a bus would take you 6 hours to get across a country or a region of a country, it'll take us a week and a half, and we'll stay there and we'll talk with people in each different village, and they'll say, well, here's an issue, here's something that's bothering you, here's a big problem that we're facing. And from that, you know, we picked up a lot of different stories that we wouldn't have otherwise.
How many more miles do you get to come home?
We've got about 5,000 kilometers, so that's 3,200 miles.
So what's next for you guys?
Well, we've got 2 more months in China, so we're excited to explore the country and do a couple of stories here and sort of finish off this project, and then we're coming back home.
We've been talking with Chris Walker and Morgan Hartley, two journalists who are biking from Paris to Shanghai. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, Ani.